with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters in Washington. President Trump's tariffs have been roiling markets for several weeks, and Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell is reacting. Speaking at the Economic Club of Chicago, Powell says the central bank will hold off on adjusting interest rates.
As that great Chicagoan, Ferris Bueller, once noted, life moves pretty fast. For the time being, we are well positioned to wait for greater clarity before considering any adjustments to our policy stance.
Economists expect Trump's tariffs to both increase inflation and slow the economy, leaving the Fed torn between its two missions. Powell reiterated that the central bank's main job is to keep prices in check. South African law enforcement officials have rescued an abducted American missionary.
45-year-old American citizen Josh Sullivan from Tennessee had been based in the Motherwell Township branch of the Fellowship Baptist Church, Eastern Cape Province, since 2018, alongside his wife and two children. While delivering a sermon, four men broke into the church, seizing Sullivan from the pulpit and bundling him out of the building. His truck was found abandoned a few hours later. According to police, a shootout had begun when suspects in a car tried to escape. Three identified suspects were then killed, police said, and Sullivan freed, miraculously unharmed. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
An island-wide blackout has hit Puerto Rico as residents of the U.S. territory prepared to celebrate the Easter weekend. Hugo Sorrentini, a spokesman for Luma Energy, which oversees the transmission and distribution of power, told the Associated Press that all 1.4 million clients on the island are without power. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 699 points. This is SRN News. A new pro-life bill in North Carolina.
The measure, introduced by Republican lawmakers, would ban most abortions as soon as an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, approximately 6 weeks into a woman's pregnancy on average. Several other states already have such measures in place. Tammy Fitzgerald of the North Carolina Values Coalition tells LifeSite.com, quote, "Our laws are less restrictive than neighboring states, causing women to pour in to obtain abortions." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkey began a new phase in sweeping restorations of one of the oldest churches on earth. The work on the nearly 1,500-year-old Hagia Sophia in Istanbul focuses on preserving the monument's historic domes from the threat of earthquakes. Officials say the project will include reinforcing the church's main dome and half domes, replacing the worn lead coverings, and upgrading the steel framework. This is SRN News. A Texas judge has thrown out a federal rule that would have capped credit card late fees.
The order by U.S. District Judge Mark Pittman in Fort Worth came after the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau and a coalition of major banking groups agreed the rule was illegal. The rule was proposed last year under the Biden administration, but the CFPB has been in turmoil since the Trump administration this year began dismantling it and dropping various enforcement actions against companies. The banks have been pushing hard to stop the late fee rule due to the potential billions the banks would lose in revenue. John Scott reporting.
The student accused of injuring four in a shooting at a Dallas high school got into the building through an unsecured door and then walked down a hallway toward a group of students, opening fire on them before appearing to take a point-blank shot at one. He's in custody. More details at SRNnews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.